Peter chapter number 5. First Peter chapter number 5. Don't even really have an outline. I'm going to bring something totally different tonight. But if it's all right, I'm just going to charge our young people just for a minute. And I want to preach to them just for a few minutes from my heart. Before I even read the scripture, I just want to thank the Lord for our young people.
Amen.
And I want our teenagers to know preachers got to back.
Amen.
Amen. I don't put up with it when people gripe about our young people. I take up for them.
Amen. Amen.
Some of the best young people I know in America are sitting in this room.
Amen.
Amen. I was watching while the kids were singing tonight. I got a few people here to testify that what I'm about to say is true. You could ask Elizabeth or Ashley or Mitch or Candace. I could go on and on with people around the room. I can fill that choir up tonight, kids. I'm talking about fill it up to the point of running over with people who are now adults who grew up singing in that choir just like you did tonight.
That's right.
I'm talking about people who shouted, just like you did tonight.
Right.
Lifted their hands and wept before God.
Yes, sir.
Laid this altar and prayed. I'm telling you, I can fill this choir up with them tonight. I'm talking about the ones who no longer even go to church.
Right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Those who no longer even have a desire to be in the house of God. I'm talking about those, if you got around them, if you didn't know them, you would never dream that 15 years ago, they were right where you were tonight.
Amen. Yeah.
Is it possible to be that excited and that on fire for God? Sebastian, where'd you go? But for the grace of God, you'd be right back on bed.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Right.
Are we okay?
Yeah.
If you follow statistics, statistics prove. Was that Sarah? Who was it stood up back there? Listen to me. Statistics prove that people who get off drugs, the majority of them go back.
Right. Come on.
Am I right about it?
Come on.
Matter of fact, I don't care if you've never been on drugs. If you're saved, the sin that tempts you was the same thing that bothered you before you got saved. Are we okay? Just trying to tell our young people, just because you're on fire, I'm glad you're on fire. I want you to stay excited. I want you to stay fired up for the Lord. I don't want you to lose this one little bit. I am your advocate. I'm on your side. But what I want to say to you tonight is don't take what God's done for granted.
Amen.
Amen.
I grew up in church all my life. I never saw kids this excited. One time I did. We went to camp with Brother Sammy's, and I saw a group of kids get excited.
Yeah.
It was gone before we got home.
Right.
Tells me it wasn't genuine.
Right.
Y'all went to youth rally a few weeks ago, what, 2-3 weeks now? And you came home excited. But here's the thing. I told Brother Mark before you ever got there, they're coming excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Our kids aren't on fire because they went off somewhere and got excited. They were excited before they left here.
Amen.
Amen. Here's what I want you to know. Don't take it for granted. Somebody asked in the prayer room, made a prayer request. I'm trying to remember how they said it, but they said, pray for our young people. Some of them are really struggling.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And you think, are you serious? After what we just saw? Yeah, they live in a real world.
Right.
Amen.
With a real death.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, if I could go back and be a teenager again, not be friends. I wouldn't want to grow up in this world.
Amen.
I wouldn't want to have to face the junk they have to deal with every single day. Here's what I want to say to you tonight. tonight. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8. 1 Peter, you know the scripture. You've heard it 1,000 times. He said, be sober. Be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walks about, seeking whom he may devour. Listen to me carefully. He is not after lost teenagers. He's not after kids who are not in the youth choir, not in saying church and excited about God. He's not after those. He already has them.
Yes.
We have a real enemy. The Bible says to be sober. That ain't just talking about not being drunk. Sober means to be alert. It means to be aware of your surroundings and what's going on. I've heard people say for years, I disagree with the preacher. I don't see anything wrong with this. And I don't see anything wrong. That's the problem. They don't see. A lot of times our young people, I'm not fussing at you tonight. I want you to stay in. I want you to stay excited. I don't want you to be a statistic I'm going to use 20 years from now.
Right.
I want you to be one of the oldest people still sitting here. Nodding your head going, yep, that's the truth.
Amen.
I want you to still be sitting here watching your kids.
Yeah.
And your grandkids running laps around the bed.
Amen.
Be sober, he said. Be vigilant. Pay attention. Be aware. Well, this won't hurt.
It's
what every drug addict.
That's
what every drunk. Everyone said, just this once won't hurt. Be sober. Be vigilant. Pay attention. Why did he say, be sober, be vigilant? Why did he say to do that? Because you've got an enemy. There's a real devil. And he wants to mess up your life.
Amen.
And I'm not just talking about mess up your life. I'm talking about ruin your life.
Amen.
Be ready. When you go to school tomorrow. Be ready. When you walk out these doors, the devil's going to do everything in his power to trip you up. For your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. The devil. Man, do y'all realize how big a deal that is?
Yeah. Amen.
I watched a preacher on television one time. I won't say his name, but I'll give you his initials. It was Kenneth Copeland. What an idiot. Here's what the man said. He said, I command you, Lucifer, to do this and that. I thought,
that's right.
Amen. You're a fool. Do you know how powerful our enemy is?
Yes.
Amen.
Do you know how many lives he's ruined? How many homes he's wrecked? How many marriages he's busted up? Do you know how many young teenage girls has got had to get married early?
Right.
Do you know how many young people are on drugs tonight? I'm talking about young kids.
Yeah.
It's unreal, man. The devil is very good at what he does. If you're not careful as a teenager, you think, won't happen to me. Man, when you're young, you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof.
Right.
Amen. I can handle it. Nobody ever had a wreck with sin and got up to brag about it.
Amen.
Not one person in this room has ever beaten sin. Not one.
Amen.
I ain't getting enough help right there. So not one person in this room has ever beaten sin. Not one.
Amen.
So I got victory over this sin, not without Jesus.
Amen.
I'm glad this ain't AA. We don't turn over a new leaf. We got a new life. But even though you're saved, even though you're a child of God, hey man, you are just as susceptible to sin as anybody in the world ever thought about.
Amen.
Be sober, be vigilant for your adversary. Who? As a roaring lion. We took Mason to the zoo. And Zoe, I think. Mason and Zoe, yeah. We went to the zoo. And we stood down there, they had this big place where the lines were. And they got a glass that you can walk up. I got a picture of it on my phone. This line walked up straight like this, just standing this close, looking in Mason's face. No expression. I don't know if lines make expressions, but it's like a blank stare.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what that dude's thinking. That wasn't nothing more than a chicken nugget to him. And I just got to looking at that thing's paws and its jaws. I thought, that thing could rip you to shreds. You'd be no match. You'd be hopeless and helpless to his power. Are y'all listening? And that's how the Lord describes the devil who's coming after us to devour us. You know what it means to devour? Means ain't nothing left.
Amen.
I'm going to go somewhere and get something to eat tonight after church, and I'm going to devour it. And if my wife has any left over, I'll devour hers too. You know what I'm saying? There'd be nothing left. I told you to say, look, I just want to help you tonight. I don't want you to stumble. I don't want you to fall. If you do, I'm glad there's grace.
Yes.
Some of the best people in our church messed up when they were young.
Amen.
Yours included.
Yep.
But it doesn't have to be that way. You can just transition from the youth choir to the adult choir.
Yeah.
From the teen church to the adult church.
Yes.
Amen.
You can just transition from being ministered to ministering.
Yeah.
You don't got to fall into sin. And girls, that boy that looks at you and says, if you really love me, you knock his lights out. Call your daddy, and if he won't hold him, call your preacher.
That's right, sir.
Are y'all okay?
Amen.
Be careful. Be careful. Oh, we won't mess up better than you have.
That's right.
You make provision for the flesh.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It will eat.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yes.
Amen. Just a fact. I had a mother tell me one time. She said, "Preacher, you know they just gotta go out and sow their wild oats." I said, "Scripture and verse, please."
Yeah.
That's not in the Bible. In no way, shape, or form. The Word of God never even hints to that. Them Amish people, which are whacking the head, they turn their kids loose and tell them to go wild. You know, the majority of them never come back.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Are we okay now?
Amen.
Just so I'm trying to say, kids, you ain't got to mess up.
Amen.
You're no match for that line. You're no match for the devil. And I'm glad you got an advocate. You got somebody on your side who has whooped him over and over and over and over and over. And one day, bless his holy name, we're going to watch him bind him with a chain and drop him off into hell. What I want to encourage you to do. Five. Pretty faithful in church to get down here in his altar and pray with each other. That's good.
Yes, it is.
But what about Monday?
Yeah.
What about Tuesday? You got a friend in the youth group that you can call and say, "Hey, would you pray with me? Would you pray with me? I'm having a hard time. I'm struggling. Feel like Sarah tonight. I want to quit. I want to give up. I don't care who you are. You preached on temptation the other night. I don't care who you are. You're tempted.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But God did say He would with the temptation make a way to escape.
Amen. Amen.
Remember when I was a kid, I'm just rambling, I guess, but I remember when I was a kid, Mama get on to me about something. I said, well, everybody else is doing it. Any idea what Mama's response was?
Yeah.
Everybody else is jumping off a cliff, but you did it too. Anybody ever heard that besides me? Listen to me. If everybody else is doing it, it's probably a good indication you should.
Amen.
Are we okay? I love you guys. I don't see you make it. Be able to walk down this aisle, stand in this altar, and get married, still having a funeral.
Amen.
Old fashioned, huh?
Yeah.
It's not possible. You'll bet.
Yeah.
Come on. Amen. We've had some of these last 2 years getting married right here. That very first kiss.
Amen. Blessable. Yes.
When Lydia Latour stood out here on this platform and got married, they went and kissed everybody, busted out laughing. They didn't know what to do. That's so awful, man. It was obvious. So that's cute. No, that's wonderful.
Amen. That's right.
I'm just saying you can. You don't got to fall victim to this sucker right here.
Amen.
Parents, you know what? It's our job to help them.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
What kind of grandfather would I have been if I'd let Mason crawl over the fence and pet the big kitty? Remember a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, how long you been that kid got in that gorilla cage? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
All those stupid PETA people was up in the air because they shot it.
Yeah.
You know what? That big monkey was fixing to destroy that kid.
Yeah.
Our job as parents is to run some interference with each other.
Amen.
You can't always be their buddy and their pal.
Right.
Every now and then you got to put your foot down and say, no.
Amen.
You let it go and nowhere with that fruitcake.
Yeah.
You're not dressing like it.
That's right.
Amen. I know times have changed. Angela, when we grew up, a girl didn't call a boy. You remember that? If a girl called a boy on the phone, she was trashy. My mom would say, well, what kind of girl is that? Amen. Half the time, we had something y'all don't have. We had telephones that had cords running from them. And you can get a real long one at the Dollar General or the dollar store. You get a real long cord. I'm going to let it stretch from here to there. And then you get all tangled up. Takes you 45 minutes to get it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? But we used to have several of them throughout the house.
Yeah.
I can remember talking to my wife. I can remember talking to her on the phone, hearing my mother breathe on the other line. I don't want to invade their state. I'll switch for the kids and the parents now just for a minute. When I was a kid, I was told I didn't have a state. She paid for it all. I go to the bedroom, lock my door, she'd tell me, I'll take it off. You don't need a door. Shit dig through my drawer. Read our love letter. I'm glad I had a mom that got in my bed.
Amen.
I had a boy come to my house one day and he had some pot. He said, I need to hide this in your drawer. I said, for God's sake, don't put it in my drawer. She'll find it before daylight. He said, it's 11 o'clock. I don't care. Parents enjoy children worship.
Yeah.
Amen. They watch these little bitty fellas that their mamas is still holding them. That they're little hands.
Yes.
Amen.
They're counting on us. So run off the line.
Amen.
Amen. I want my kids to make their own decisions. Okay? How many of you don't want to go to school tomorrow?
Some boys in a naked picture of his
my dirt. I beat his brains out. There again, parents, be nosy.
Yes.
Be nosy. Keep a check. Some of them got phones that don't need them.
Amen.
Careful, guys. There is a real devil.
Yeah.
And his finished product never be. It's always back. Again, you're the best kids I know. Anyway, I travel all over this country. And I see some pretty good kids. All in favor, all the glory. Don't let the devil ruin your life. Don't let him take what you have here tonight away. Bill, I remember the first year we went to the man. We bought that little airport shelter. Driving home in the middle of the night on Saturday night. You, Jason, Rich, Ashley, Candace might have been there then too, I think, by then. They said, Brother Eddie, can we sing in the morning? Had no idea what that was about. I watched God use that youth group and that youth choir.
Yeah.
Like He don't use some Southern gospel groups. I'm talking about kids singing all over the country, people get saved. I was just thinking while he's up here singing tonight. How many of them from years gone by?
Amen.
Well, I'm in God.
Amen.
They could still be here tonight.
Amen.
Amen. They could be doing my bill in Kansas and sitting there watching their kids up there.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
John Kansas, this little boy standing right behind him right there. Popping in my head all the time. Just saying. I won't lose that.
Amen.
I'm going to lose another. I pray God put a hand around you every single day.
Amen.
But we don't live in a compound.
Right.
You got to go out there.
Right.
You got to go out in the world. You ain't got to be of the world. You got to go out there and be in it. And you're exposed to the same stuff everybody else is.
Right.
But you got somebody in you that's bigger.
Amen.
And He'll make a way for you to escape every temptation. I know I just ran a little bit tonight, but let's stand up, please.